Blog Talk Radio.
Cradled within the arms of a river's canteen, Ralph looked to the south, and a mysterious plateau of Tibet to the north. Majestically standing the mightiest mountain range on the face of the earth, the Himalayas.
Broadcasting live from the old wooden shack, this is Night Owls Radio. Turn off all your lights now! And this show can only be heard in the dark.
A defined and studied plant site, which has heretofore been unknown or inaccessible. This is the story of that mission, of how a small group of people found themselves in pursuit of a thick and primitive civilization, which once only existed as a figment of the imagination.
Does that sound familiar? I like Schiller Thrillers, and I do mean Schiller's with the Chanel Creature! That's our feature tonight on the wacky world of Night Owls Radio. I am your host, the illustrious Miss X, taking my talons across the white cold. Do I mean cold this week? It's cold! I'm so cold! White, cold marble coffin that I have to come out of again. Again, they're pulling me out to host this show tonight, as we try to every Friday night on the premier paranormal show of blogtalkradio.com. You know, you can also catch the show on iTunes. Yeah, just put in Night Owls Radio. Or you can always just go to blogtalkradio.com. This hyphen X, don't forget the all-important hyphen. That's blogtalkradio.com/, or as my boss would say, forward, backward, forward slash, Miss hyphen X. This is the Snow Creature! Yeah, it starts off with a white blizzard on the little screen of the movie, The Snow Creature. You can just look outside. See that? Most of you, anyway, can just look across as I broadcast across this wide blue and white planet that we call Earth, much of which is covered in the deep frigid freeze. Oh, it is. It's so cold. So cold. As I've had to go through this week, my 3 hour. None of you could do this. Nobody could do this except Miss X. 3 hour daily commute. Woo! So I got some of my little teeth out. The garland. No wonder nobody responded when I posted this picture of my Christmas white silvery garland, because I called it tinsel. And it's not tinsel, it's garland. I posted this really passionate, I thought gorgeous photo of myself, Dracula's mane squeeze. I posted it, but I put, I'm getting all tinseled up. It's not tinsel, it's garland, so no wonder nobody responded. See, they were just too polite to respond. They were too polite to say, Miss X, oh mysterious one, mysterious Miss X, that's not tinsel, it's garland. Should old acquaintance be? Wait a minute, I'm not done kissing Frankenstein. It's New Year's. It was my beautiful red glittery Christmas card. It's still not. You know, the fact of it being like the year of 15, halfway to 30, it's really, really scary, because it shows you how fast the decades and the millennium, the new century, and the new millennium at the same time. It's both the new century and the new millennium. How fast they're both going. Okay, first time in like, how many years have I been doing this show? 7 years. I'm going into my 7th year on Blog Talk Radio, and this is the first time I've sat down. Ah, this is just like being at work, at real work, no callers. Once again, we have no callers, and you only have 9 minutes and 25 seconds to call. Have you always wanted to talk to me? Do you want to wish me, the illustrious, mysterious Miss X, a happy new year? Then call 646-595-2579. Get your little fingers going. Dial those little numbers. 646-595-2579. Should have to do it really, really quickly. Are you waiting with bated breath to find out what shows? What we're going to do here on Night Owls Radio in the year 2015. Preview show. We're going to tell you what's coming up. What subjects? What makes this show so different from the other paranormal shows? We don't just recycle the same topics like the other shows do. No, 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 no way. We provide solutions on this show. We're always searching. Searching, searching, searching. Standing in a field in the dark. Spreading out our hands in that. Spreading my arm out in one of those, like, yoga-type poses. Meditation-type poses. Our feng shui way. That's whatever it's called. I get those two confused. Anyway, our new subjects, Stephen Hawking, we're going to have to cover that in the only way that Miss X can cover it. That's going to be one of our shows that we have planned for 2015. Say it, aren't you?
I'm going to have to carry the study of the region.
This is scenes from The Snow Creature. It fits in with the white blizzardy weather, and it also happens to be the very first movie that was shown when Miss X appeared on Spook Show TV, Dale Kay's show on cable television. The Snow Creature, a movie that I still know nothing about, just like I know most of the time. I know absolutely nothing about these weird monster and horror movies that I play for you here and that I show for you on the Midnight Monster Movie. You want to find out about the Midnight Monster Movie? You're going to have to stay tuned to the show because it's on YouTube right now under some crazy Miss X account. I don't know what it is. These crazy, crazy little goblins set it up for me. The goblins over here showed me how to work YouTube. And it's like, Miss X, Midnight Monster Movie, I don't know, you know how it is, and you've been up for almost 24 hours and you don't have any sleep, but you haven't slept in friggin' days, and you have a 3-hour daily commute, but you still come on, nobody does except me, nobody comes on and does a show after all that except me, because I'm so dedicated, yeah, right, planet, alien Earth, oh, they discovered a new planet, again, and it's called the alien Earth. Haven't I already told you all the things that appear odd here on this planet? Just appear odd to us because we're maybe in looking at it from this dimension, from this perspective. The Himalayans. Yes, this is The Snow Creature, a movie from 1954 of the Himalayas. The movie describes as a Himalayan expedition that comes across something in the mountains. What? You're afraid to call it Bigfoot? You're afraid to call it the Abominable Snowman? And why the heck isn't this movie called the Abominable Snowman? That's another thing that really ticks me off. Why is it called the Snow Creature? Well, anyway, then they transport it back, you know, kind of like they did to poor King Kong, and they try to put it on display, probably. One of those type of movies. They put the big monster on display. So they're leaving it alone over there in my Himalayas. Himalayans. That's our show's coming up. What else are we going to do next week's show? Kicking off our new year with the really, really scary Children of the Stones. This was a BBC show, apparently, in the 1970s that scared the out of me when I just heard the opening music. The theme music to Children of the Stones was so incredibly scary. I was getting scared, okay? If I could just imagine people watching this or when I was a child in the 1970s, I'd probably still be having nightmares if I had watched this show. And the scene that I saw was just so friggin' scary. So we're going to explore that, all about stones, monolithics, what it all means, the concept of space and time continuum, the concept of there being that space between the stones where time sort of stands still, sort of like a freeze frame, freeze frame, freeze, like a freeze frame moment where everything stands still within the stone circle, having to do with the ancient druids. Of course, we're going to do a show on that. Also coming up in 2015, that you're going to have to tune in every Friday night at 11:30 p.m. to hear these shows and find out. Do you think I'm going to tell you all these shows tonight? What you think? What you think now? You know that this is just to get you to tune in, to listen. So that you listen and tune in and say, I wonder what the show she's going to have in 2015. Woo! It's a review show. I have to listen tonight, 2015. I do want to get people like Cameron on, film director, horror film director, people that are getting attention for their independent horror films. I'm all for that. I don't like the bloody ones. Never have, never will. Don't like gore. Can't stand it. I'm into suspense films and monster movies, but we do have directors out there that do that, those kind of films. We're going to try and get some of them on in 2015. Where are all you guests? I've asked this many times. Where are all these people that were 2009, 2010? They were messaging Miss X, can I come on your show? I would love to come on your show, Miss X. Can I be a guest on your show? Then I finally get the switchboard operated in the last year. We finally got that together. And there's no callers. There's nobody. There's just nobody at all. We only have a short 15-minute show tonight. What you got over there, Frankenstein? What you got? There is no Frankenstein here. This is radio. I'm making it all up. But Happy New Year! Ooh, but this looks like a good one. You got that apple cidery, finishy, gluey, wooey substance? All done in the bowl over there, Mr. Frankenstein, who's listening into the show right now. I see you. Oh, no, it's not that creepy guy from the Kiss of the Spider 1970s movie, is it? Oh, you're going to have to tune in because we're going to have Grave of the Vampire coming up in the next couple weeks on here. Oh, and I'm telling you right now, if you've never seen this one, thank goodness I haven't until today. The year isn't even clear on these films. That's how spooky and weird the movies were that came out in the 1970s. They took an old corpse, is one line in the movie. Oh, who made this? Grave of the Vampire. It's a vampire who comes disguised as a student because he's getting younger. Is he the student or is he the instructor? Well, whatever he is, he should have been the student because he keeps getting eternal youth because she's a vampire. You get it? I have a place in Jersey. Yes, that's an actual line from the movie Grave of the Vampire. She takes a class on cult mythology somewhere in Jersey at night. Ooh, showcasing once again that the freakiest, weirdest movies of all time were made in the 1970s. That's Grave of the Vampire, January 23rd, right here, 11:30 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, Miss X. She finds out the baby takes blood, not milk, drinks blood, not milk, because the baby is a vampire. A bottle of blood. So disgusting. That was really the most disgusting scene I think I've ever seen in any horror movie ever. Why are you making me watch these horrible movies just to bring them to these people on my show? Oh, stay tuned for the Bell Witch. That's going to be one of our shows coming up, Bell Witch. You don't know what that's about? Well, you're going to have to tune in. And the fairies. Yes, you all said to do a show about the fairies. That's just some of the shows that we have planned for you in the coming year, 2015. So you stay tuned, my little chiller thrillers. And have fun, because it's the snow creature. And until next time, remember what I always tell you. I'll be back. And happy screams. Thank you.
Thank you.